And we do this every week, win or lose for the Cowboys. We get the owner and general manager of the team on the line with us. And at some point,
I don't think he's going to call in this morning.
Yeah, maybe he's not going to call in this morning.
He's too mad.
Maybe he's just too upset to call in this morning. No, I believe we have him now. It's the owner and GM. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
How about them Broncos?
Yeah, right. Man.
Oh, and it had to happen to a pyramid, didn't it? That 100th game at my beautiful Death Star. And we get kicked harder than a farm dog humping a purebred.
Well, no, nobody saw that coming. What happened to your team?
I don't know. I just don't know. I'm at a loss. It was such an embarrassment.
Yeah.
An embarrassment.
And the former president was there, too.
It happened at Mile High City. By Mile High City, I mean Denver, not Randy Gregory's apartment. Why couldn't it have happened up there?
Every week.
I haven't been through that much pain in our stadium since Gene's money laundering art was first installed.
Oh, that's what that is.
At least we have an explanation.
I was in such a bad mood, I couldn't even drink myself into a Johnny Walker Blue coma like I normally would. Just too depressed.
Yeah, that was rough.
I'm embarrassed. I can't show my new face in public. I had a new one installed offseason. But hopefully, maybe this afternoon I'll get a fresh crop of restroom strippers to ease my pain. That's my version of a crafty.
We're on the air, Jerry.
Well, one thing's for sure. Listen closely.
Okay.
Dak Prescott, the Cowboy quarterback, needs to fire Dak Prescott, the Cowboys pass thrower.
It's just one game. Come on.
I'm going to tell Mike McCarthy today that we need to bench Dak again and get that Cooper Rush ready. Make another start next week.
You got a pretty good backup, don't you?
He is just a winner. That's all he does is know how to win.
He's played one game.
Hey, speaking of Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
What is he doing with Dak and Zeke out there when the game's all but over?
Yeah, good question. That's a really good question.
I swear, sometimes I think Mike is about as dumb as Wade. And to put that in perspective, I used to sometimes think Wade was as dumb as Chan. So that's real dumb. I've had a whole lot of hand-selected dumb coach this team over the years.
Ever since Jimmy Jump-Up, huh?
Yeah, well, Jimmy Jump-Up, now he's a genius.
Right.
Did you know that he studied psychology in college?
Yeah, yes, we heard that.
We've heard that.
Those were some bad Wade Chan flashbacks yesterday. So disappointed in Mike McCarthy. And he told me all week that we were going to be ready for this game. But clearly, he's a bigger liar than Aaron Rodgers. We had that stripe on our helmet. Did you see that?
Yeah, the red stripe.
Did you think that looked pretty good?
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Red stripe on our helmet. That was a throwback to 1976, and we had an on-field performance. That was a throwback to Jason Garrett, 2013.
Just somewhere in there when Jason was the coach.
Steven tried to come up and kiss me after the game because he was so used to the rhythms of us always kissing after a football game. Of course, I had to slap him back down into a seat.
Right.
We don't do that after a loss.
Yeah, what happens in the suite after a loss? Everyone just stone quiet up there? Jerry? Jerry?
You just reminded me of the loss. Yes.
I heard you brought it down.
That's what we did.
Sorry.
You get stone quiet after a loss. Well, at least we have Cooper Rush on the roster, so that's what I'm comforting myself with right now.
That's not the answer, I don't think.
Yeah, that is the answer. It was the answer last week. I sure as hell tell you Dak Prescott wasn't the answer. This is a guess last night, wasn't it?
That's just one game. You'll be okay.
All right, who we got next?
Atlanta.
You said that weird.
I was trying to talk like you.
Yeah, you pronounce it like you're from Arkansas. You're not from Arkansas. All right, Atlanta. So we can beat them Falcons.
Yes.
Can you guys give me any GM pointers to how to GM this team into a victory?
I think it's pretty much up to the players and coaches. Not you.
Oh, then we're screwed. Then we're screwed. But Anyway, I got to get going now. Jerry Jr.'s got a little party, and he's having a bounce house party.
Another bounce house.
He's very excited. Of course, Gene made me hire all these bounce houses. They're strewn all over our front lawn right now, going to kill every blade of grass I got going.
Isn't Jerry Jr. 55?
And I just re-sodded the thing, too. It took me hours and hours out there.
You do your own lawn work?
Of course. Of course. I got to save money somewhere to pay for that money laundering art.
Can't get those boys to do it.
You can't get them to do a damn thing. All Steven does is eat the entire end cap of Little Debbie's that he sees at the grocery store.
Oh, I got a bingo.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good morning to you.
See ya. There goes Fake Jerry. It's 8:46 on the ticket.